What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Y'all Ain't Easy podcast. Let's go. And we're going. Going on. I'm all over the place right now. I mean, that's what happens when you know
did
what I mean?
The remix. Nope.
Yeah, that was crazy. But what's up, everybody? This is one of your hosts, Darnell.
What's up? This is Rob.
This is your boy, Joaquin.
And your girl, Nisha.
Yeah. We're excited about our podcast where we're bringing our conversations to you about how we feel about the world, relationships, family, life.
Whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah. That's you. That's hilarious, that drop. I don't even know if you signed up for that, but you did that once. So now
I don't even know how that happened. I was
just thinking that. Like, I wonder how that came about.
No, I ain't going to lie. I love it.
Yeah.
Me too.
Rob just jumped in. I don't know if he caught that. I was slipping that in. It might have been one of those episodes. So now
seriously, I think
it.
That's what it was, yeah, one time.
Yeah, that's what it was. Cause you like you told Darnell, you don't know what you said, and I'm gonna help you out.
Yeah,
I think that's what happened.
Anybody listen? It's not the first time Rob trying to call me out. He's trying to act like he helps, but he holds it over my head. So it is. Now you're stuck with it. But I just wanted, if you guys haven't checked out any of our episodes, I'm going to encourage you to make sure you go check them out, please. You can find us at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Follow us on social media at @Y'all Ain't Easy_podcast, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook is Y'all Ain't Easy and RJD Podcast. Follow us and let us know how you feel about the show. We greatly appreciate it. Other than that, how's everybody doing? Renisha?
I'm good. I can't complain. You know, I'm actually looking forward to some nicer weather. Although a little while ago, I wanted all the snow. Like, I wanted all the smoke from the snow. Now I'm like, okay, it's time. Don't look like that. Because, like, don't look like that.
What?
Like, don't.
You wanted this?
I wanted it. Because I can't really get with the global warming stuff. Because I live in Boston, Massachusetts. And it's supposed to be cold. And we're supposed to have winters. And it's supposed to snow. And when we have winters and it doesn't do these things, it makes me not feel like I'm where I'm at. Like, if I want hot winters, I'll go to Florida. Like, I don't know, but I'm here in Boston and I want some damn
degrees.
Snow.
No,
loving it. Loving it.
I gotta say something to that real quick. So, Renisha, so I know where you live. I'm not gonna put out your address, right? But you live in a nice area with a nice setup. I'm thinking you don't have to do the shoveling over there. That's what I'm thinking. So that's why when you say you like the snow, I'm like, oh nah, she's not doing that, man. You a labor like that.
They probably come plow everything. You get out, all you gotta do is dust off
salt,
your windows.
She walk outside the door, everything salted. You know what I'm saying?
Who knows?
I mean, I need that in my life. I gotta shove up 3 cars.
That's not 100% true because I do live on the main street. However, when we have snow emergencies, I have to move to the side street, which means when the snow's over, I gotta get out. But I will tell you, I do have someone who typically comes and shovels my car because not what I really do, but there are times that I have gone out.
Lucky you.
And I have put in the work on my own because people weren't available when I needed them at the moment, and I've had to do it. But I will tell you this.
Platonic friend.
Now that I got my little truck, nobody does nothing but we brush off the car, and then it be like, I'll be out of there. I just roll over all the snow. Like, that's it. That's what I do now.
That's the benefit of a platonic friendship.
I was going to say, Darnell, I have so many questions. You have someone who comes to where you live to clean up your car. Like, did y'all catch that?
Change of topic. Let's get into it. I heard it.
That's how my week's been.
That's what's up. Like, lucky girl. Yeah, that's you.
That's what's up. Who's going next? What's up, Rob? How's your week been?
Yeah, good week, man. Happy to be here with y'all as always, man. Nothing too crazy, man. Just ready to go. That's it.
That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Waki? How's your week?
Same thing with me, man. The weekend good, man. I'm with my circle right here.
Yeah.
Got all y'all here. I'm with my circle. So I'm good. I'm happy. You know, lively, living, still working, got a job. So
I ain't
gonna complain about nothing. As long as I lay down, wake up the next day, I'm good. I'll be the clown.
That's what's up. My week's been
what
good
about
as
you?
Well.
Yeah.
Thank you, Renisha.
What's up, bro? What's up, Donnell? What's up with you?
Come listen, on, anybody out there listening?
It's always a process with him. Just go ahead, Donnell. How's your week, though?
Yo, Rob, Donnell be putting the delay on
every time. You know, it's always like this slow, tiny violin. Oh, yeah, I guess, man. I'll go now.
Yo,
yeah, maybe y'all a kid crazy. Today. You know what I'm saying?
It's a crazy thing out there listening. My week's been good, but now I'm going into something else. Like, Renisha asked me how my week's been. You never know how it's going to be with Renisha. She's either hot and cold, or she's either rolling with her cousin. Now, Rob, you know, me and Rob, it's either we agree or we're going at it. Since his cousin been on, it turns into a tag team where if Renisha's not getting on me, then Rob's going to do it. I think this is planned before they get on, but it's cool. I'm well prepared. You know what I mean? But I got my boy Waki. Waki, you know, he's 50-50. Sometimes he's on me and sometimes he's not. Yeah, you don't
50-50,
know. You don't
man.
Know.
Y'all both my brothers.
But anything, my week's been good. Renisha, I don't have those type of problems anymore when it comes to weather. But, you know, I hope all is well. I'm glad you have somebody that comes and shovel. But anybody... I would like to know more about that. Maybe not this episode, but we touched on platonic friends. I think I think we did a part one and two.
We did.
All right, so we're going to do a part three because I want to know how that works out where a platonic friend becomes someone that comes over and shovel and plow. That's a little
shovels your car.
Oh. That's a little different. But we're going
to... I need one of them friends.
Yeah, I want to know... I don't want to get into your business, but I want to know the process because I think, you know, if I ever do come back out to the East, I want to know how that would actually work. You know what I mean? So...
You got the queen.
I like that. It is good to be
those
a queen.
Those that can't see, Renisha has a mug that says it's good to be the queen.
Yeah,
and held that up. Yeah.
I want to be a king, yo. Can I get on that service?
Yeah, that's what's up. But anyway, Renisha, you put something in our text that you wanted to talk about, and let's get into it.
I did. So y'all know I always come across things on my social media, and accountability is super big. And I seen something that I reposted, and I wanted to know what you all thought. Like, give me y'all's take on this because I feel like what I posted. So what I posted was mistreating people, then avoiding communication is not protecting your peace. It's avoiding accountability. Mm. Now, this conversation has actually come up, and some people tend to feel that protecting their peace is avoiding any conflict or communication, anything that may have lead into a negative vibe or an argument, right? But I feel like it is avoiding accountability. I think when you mistreat people and people call you on your shit, I think that you need to just own up to what it is that you do or stop mistreating people. Like, if you just can't be 100% about how you feel about somebody or what you're doing, then stop doing it. Like, that's just how I feel. But I don't know. I'm really big on communication, so I really like to talk through everything, even if it's going to be, hey, I never want to speak to you again. I mean, unless it's something like that, we don't have to have a conversation because, you know, we just ain't ever going to speak again. But for the most part, especially for people who I've known a really long time or have really good bonds with, who I feel like I really do love and care for and appreciate our friendship or whatever type of relationship we have, even if we're not going to continue with that relationship, I think we should have a conversation as to why, and people should be able to go on about their business. I think the ill feelings and the negative vibes typically come from people leaving one another, whatever level of relationship you're on, and it being on bad terms, and no one got a chance to really say what they really felt or clear the air about what it was. And then it's just kind of it. And I don't know, everybody don't want to hear, you know, the truth. I think I'm one of the few people, I really rather hear 100% like what it is. I don't like to guess or figure out why someone doesn't talk to me or why something went wrong. I like to just know why I'm not fucking with you or why you're not messing with me. Like, and just let it be that. We don't have to agree on why it is, but I would like to know so that everybody's on the same page.
Yeah.
That's dope. That and sounds I can good. Tell, yo, we are definitely related, like 100% related. So, like, I don't even need like a DNA test or anything. Right. So, like, we've had this conversation before where, like, you know, I'm like that. You know what I mean? And I have a hard time leaving things unsettled or you know, I almost over communicate to the point where, like, I've talked about this before. My wife is like, yo, dude, like, stop, like, leave it alone. And I'm like, nah, I got to go back because that didn't seem right. That wasn't right. I got to go back. And she's like, yo, you got to always go back and tell somebody your point and have a conversation. She's more of like, I'm good. I could walk away from it. That's mm-hmm. not really me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And you talked about wanting to know kind of what it is with people, right? Yo, I've always dealt better with, not to say that we're the best of friends or we get along, but I appreciate knowing where someone stands on something. You know what I'm saying? Whether we agree or disagree or friends or are not friends, I can respect the fact that you had enough in you to have the conversation and set it straight. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes mm-hmm. you need that conversation before that final decision to separate. You know what I'm saying?
So not for nothing, not to just for a really good example, because Rob is speaking. Our group chat, if y'all listen, we have a group chat, we communicate. So our group chat got really heated recently. And it was really me and Rob kind of going at it back and forth in the chat.
Y'all was going ham.
But we both kind of felt strongly. Go ahead, Darnell. Go ahead, because I'm not going to let you cut me off. I'm going to allow you to speak. You're not about to cut me off. So go ahead and insert your comment.
No.
You got something to say.
You know what? It's a fact now that they're definitely related. They play victim and always feel like they're getting cut off. I just wanted to know, Renisha, what are you talking about, the Y'all Ain't Easy group chat?
Yes.
Got it. All right. Okay.
Yes. So we had the conversation and we left. Like, I left the conversation and didn't come back in. And so the next day, Rob calls and he says to me, like, yo, cuz, like, yo, I really couldn't get past the exchange yesterday. Like, it bothered me, you know, all night. Like, basically, because it's not how we operate, right? So that was the big thing. So we were able to just, like, talk that out. Like, he spoke about his feelings and how he felt. I said how I felt. We both still said the same exact thing we were saying in the text because it's actually exactly how we felt. But I think we both was able to kind of see where each other was coming from. So it was more respected once we had the conversation. And even though we didn't leave the conversation agreeing 100% totally with what each other said, we respected where we were coming from. So we were able to just move on. But that is the type of communication I'm talking about, because I'm like that too. Like, it bothers me. Like, I'm bothered when I don't know if we have, like, and we didn't get to the end of it and we didn't get a chance to settle it out and let it be, this is what it's going to be, or my bad, I owe you an apology type of thing, you know? So I think it's important for people to communicate.
That sound right. I like that.
Yeah. I kind of like it that you brought this up, because Rob, just, you know, knowing Rob,
here we go,
these years. No, this is,
go. You know, you got to hit you up.
And
Rob,
I'm so quiet. I know everybody hears it. I'm so quiet. Go ahead, Don.
This is actually something good, because it just listening to Renisha's exchange, is showing me that, number one, Rob doesn't run away from accountability, and he's definitely not going to let you run away from accountability. So that could be taken in both ways. He's going to get what he says out, but there's something that you have to say in the meanwhile, because I didn't get it, and I have a hard time getting it. But I remember me and Rob had a conversation, and in my head, it's so funny, is that I was going to say, bro, just let it go. But we continue to talk. I didn't say that because it's when you're something's done wrong to you, we always being told to just let it go. But why do you feel you don't have to let it go? If you're like, no, we need to address it. And like Renisha was saying, if we decide that we're not going to talk after this, so the hell be it. But I really don't actually have to let it go if you did something wrong to me. Like sometimes it's like, should I let it go? Or do I really care that you're actually running away from accountability? Because sometimes we call them like cowards, or we could just be like, I'm not going to deal with you again. And for some reason, they always end up somewhere. And it's like, what up? You be cordial when I see you at a thing. But it goes 50-50 for me. It's like whether I need you to take accountability, or if it's someone that you really don't mean that much to me. So I'm going to just not even talk to you anymore. Like anyone on this platform, and even getting to know Renisha, I'm not going to let it go. Like I need to know what the heck happened. So if something's done wrong within the circle, I am going to hit you up. And I don't agree with doing it on as a group thing. I'm going to hit you up individually, like with Rob calling you or whatever. I don't feel like it needs to be just by watching shows. I hate when it has to be a group conversation.
Group conversation.
And it doesn't really need to. But I don't feel like, you know, when you're done wrong, either way it goes, I don't feel that you're on the wrong, because you don't have to let it go. Like, you did it wrong to me. I feel like, yeah, we need to talk about this, and we're going to decide, like, make sure you just don't conversate with me or say anything else in the future, because we're done. But I, you know, sometimes you need to know, like, you're not going to run away from accountability by just avoiding me. Like, I'm going to inbox you. You try to, I'm going to call you. Okay. And then hopefully it doesn't end up where I'm at the address, but you know, I don't think
it gets like that.
Does it ever?
It gets like that.
You know what I mean? It may. I've never had a situation where it had to be a pull up, as people say, because people avoided me now. But
I have.
You know what I mean? Every situation is different. But I think it's interesting to know what type of situation leads to a pull up, not your specific situation.
Well, I pulled up. Hey, no, well, let's talk about that real quick. I ended up pulling up to Little Peach down, what's that, Gallivan or Morrissey Boulevard. I was on a text exchange, man. Dude was talking crazy. You know, there's like 16 people. This is fantasy, and it's over fantasy football, jeez, of all things, right? Yo, he's talking crazy. And anybody who's listening who's in that league knows exactly what I'm talking about. And he's like, yo, then pull up then. Oh, so man. I'm like, where are you? I'm over here. Pulled up to Little Peach.
Yeah.
When I got there, it was like, come on, man, brother. This don't got to be like this. This is, come on, my brother. You know, it got, you know what I'm saying? Everything switched up.
Don't ever invite to a pull-up.
You made us do that in Las Vegas, man.
Oh, I knew you was going to bring that up.
Yo, I was ready. Oh, we was ready to rumble, dog.
We got to talk about it.
This is dude. I said, what dude? He had me pushing other niggas away, like, yo, where he at? Pointing them out. I'm looking at other dudes like, yo, what's up, dude? What's up? What up? What up, doc? And it was the daggone couple we was with.
I knew he was going to bring that up.
Yo, I said, yo, Bob done had me all amped out. I was like, yo, let's go. We got to take care of this real quick, yo. We got to take care. We in Las Vegas. They don't know us. We from Beantown, dog. I'm going to do
this. And you know what's so crazy? It just goes to speak, and you know, shout out to that brother. You know, I'm not, that's not a personal thing that I still hold on to, right? I just want to put that out there. But it just goes to show, like, you know, every time you, like, sometimes when you do couples things, right, it don't always click with everyone. You know what I'm saying? So to my defense, and I'm going to talk about it, it's just, we're being transparent, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
We're in Las Vegas. You know, this is the first time I was around these individuals, right? They were friends of mutual friends, which was Joaquin, right? So we're out in Las Vegas, and I'm having a good time, bro. We're in Vegas. We're partying. And we were in some casino, and you, anybody who goes to Vegas, you know, there tends to be large crowds and groups just kind of rolling throughout Vegas. So I'm with them, and there was a group of women who, like, rolled up as a crowd. Now, we're all with our significant others. You get what I'm saying? So I happen to be closest to the group. So one of the people in the crowd was like, hey, would you mind taking a picture of us, like, in Las Vegas, right? So my wife's there. She's like, she don't care. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. So I go. I'm like, yeah, all right, cool. Took the picture, handed the camera back, went back to my group, right? In between me taking the picture, yo, this dude goes to my wife, right? Yo, Darnell, bro, this dude walks up to my wife and says, look at your husband over there with those women taking that picture. That's so inappropriate. Wow. Yo, mind you, Renisha, I don't even know that he did this, right? So I probably had a couple in me. You know what I'm saying?
We're in Vegas. We had a lot in us, man. We had a lot in us.
So I'm having a good time, you know, and then it just comes up. Like, yo, this dude came over and said, boom, boom, boom. I confronted him right there on the spot. Right there on the spot. So Joaquin wasn't around me when the confrontation happened. He's like, what's wrong with you? Yo, bro, this dude, I left out the key detail of who it was. Joaquin's ready to go. Joaquin's taking his stuff off.
That's how you do it.
Yo, he's ready to go. Like, if you know Joaquin, Joaquin's ready to go, right? So he's coming down charging, but he's so fast. He got these slippery shoes on, man. He's quick. He's gliding. I couldn't stay up with him. I couldn't tell him that it was the person we was with. You know what I'm saying?
I was ready to run for. I was ready to brawl for my bro, dog. For real.
That was uncomfortable.
I think when you do something wrong to someone, and someone tells you that you did something wrong, I think people should just take accountability for it. I don't know what that really looks like though when it comes to certain people, because people argue that they don't feel like what they did or said should bother you or should hurt your feelings. I don't know what you did. I didn't hurt your feelings. But how do you tell someone that their feelings aren't hurt, or something that you said didn't trigger them, or something that you said wasn't hurtful to them? If they're telling you that it is, if not for nothing, you apologize for the feeling that it caused them.
Boom.
You don't have to apologize for what you said if that's what you mean. Because I'm almost 99.999999% of the time, I'm not going to apologize for what I said. I typically say exactly what the hell I mean. I don't really say stuff and then be like, oh my God, I shouldn't have said that. Yeah. I typically say stuff and then be like, oh my God, I should have said more. Right? But I can't say I give it 150% thought everything that I say, but I can say that I do speak like with some precision. Like, I don't really just loose lip talk and then say stuff and then be like, oh my God, I can't believe I said that. So typically but I do know sometimes I can say stuff in a manner that can really hurt someone. It could trigger someone. It could dig deep. I can choose certain words to say to make sure that what I'm saying, like, that's what I mean by, like, I be calculated with the shit that I say. Like, I know what I'm saying. So if I hurt your feelings, I almost always want to. Right? Don't argue with me about something because I'm not a nice arguer. Like, I argue really badly. Right?
Over the line.
Yeah, like, so don't do those things. But when someone has said to me, like, because there are people who have come, if I'm in a dealing with someone, a relationship, or a friendship, if I do something to you that hurts your feelings or is against everything in you, I need to know that. And if I care enough about you and your feelings, I'm going to almost always try my best to handle you different, right, moving forward, because you've let me know that it's not okay for me to deal with you in this manner because it bothers you. So just speak on it, because I think that a lot of times people just get conditioned to be used to dealing and being how they are. People don't call them on their shit. So they continue to mistreat people in the same way because no one calls them on it. if someone finally calls them on it, I just think take accountability for that and then try to change. Like, that's it.
I like your style. I like your style.
Yeah, it to what you saying that with people you approach that's actually that need to take accountability, they always make it seem like they don't feel they hurt you or wasn't. It makes me take accountability on a saying that I say a lot. It's not a big deal. And I think you can't tell somebody how they feel about something. Like, if somebody approaches you about something and you say it wasn't a big deal, it's not, mm-hmm. It's kind of like you dismissing their feelings. So I got to be careful with saying that, even in my relationship, with saying it's not a big deal. Okay, what feels one way to me may not feel the same way to the other person. So it does make you, like, pay attention to the words you say when people are talking to you about something, because it's not always friends that, you know.
Sometimes
no, it's not.
Take you out of character and you can't act childish.
Yeah.
Like, they're acting. Yeah. That's what I call it, childish.
Yeah.
My daughter likes to it's not that deep me. Right, that's her thing. Yeah, no. We're talking about grades in school, that's, and I'm like, "Oh, what's going on with the grades? And why did you miss this assignment or something, mommy?" But I'm doing it. It's not that deep. Excuse me. Excuse me. She don't understand the disrespect that I feel behind that, because that's how she talks to her friends, and that's just kind of like a default thing that she kind of says. But I had to explain to her, like, it sounds dismissive. It sounds like, you're like, how do you tell me that your grades are not that deep? They're always going to be that deep to me. God damn it. Like, that's how the conversation should be going. Like, no, it's that deep. So I have a problem with that when it comes to her, but yes, I get it.
Yeah.
It's not that deep. I'll be like,
then, I mean, it does, with this whole it does make you think about a lot of things, because it all depends on when someone does you wrong, how close they are to you and whether you care to rekindle the relationship or whatever you may say. But sometimes, regardless of that, you still need to get out what you need to get out. So just, like, you're not gonna avoid me even if I don't talk to you after this. We're gonna address this situation. You're not gonna just avoid
me.
And it's definitely not protecting your peace. It's kind of, you're cowardish and yeah you're trying to run away from accountability.
I feel on that one.
So
I don't know.
Anyway, anything else? Anybody got anything to say on this topic? I actually liked it.
No, that was real talk on how we all, you know, go through situations like that, you know? So, just like I said, I'm the type of person, just like you said, Darnell, I want to know what you heated with me for, you know? Exactly. If you're mad at me, let me know.
Exactly.
I'm going to let you know why you walking by me and ain't saying stuff to me. I'm going to look at you up and down for a little bit, and I'm like, what's wrong with what you do?
Yeah.
And don't tell everybody else, like, your problems with me. Like, that's other thing I don't like. Like,
that's what they usually do, though.
Yeah, don't do that. Like, holler at me, because I'm like a live and direct person. You don't have to.
Yeah,
don't
that's
have
what
to,
they usually do. They need cheerleaders in the audience around what they're going through. That's all
time.
That.
Oh. All the time. All
right, I got to be the little out. I got to be the, like, when you say don't tell everybody else, like, if we have a problem, I can't talk to the circle first to just make sure I approach the situation right. Or you,
nah, you couldn't do that. No. I'm saying, what I'm saying is, you cannot run around and everybody know that you're having this issue and this problem, and this person did this to you, and that person don't even know what they did to you. Right? Like, so they don't know.
I think
it's fine. I think you can have pre-conversations. Rob does it all the time.
That's
like,
cool.
Renisha, do you think, this is what I'm thinking, do you think I'm overreacting because just trying to get someone's, like, another viewpoint on it? Yeah. It doesn't mean that even if I say, yes, you're overreacting, he ain't going to respond and say how he feels. It's just to get a feeling back of how, like,
I just need to clarify
what does it sound like?
I don't want things coming out later, because I'm going to be honest. Like, if I have a problem, like, say, with you, I may talk to Rob or Joaquin.
He's
just
hit that
make
sure. He's been out here talking bad about us in the podcast community, y'all.
Listen,
I just want to put that
anybody
out there.
Out there listening.
Somebody knows something.
I dare you. If you ever heard me talk bad about anybody in this circle, please confront it. I would actually like you to come on the show. It ain't going to freaking happen.
So we can talk about it.
Now, anybody, if you ain't in this circle and you hear that I talk bad at you, that's because you did what Renisha's talking about. You avoided the conversation and you talked to everybody else but me. No, I'm sorry, not that part. But I'm just saying, I haven't had a chance to see you because, you know, there's been a lot of coward people in my past that talk to everybody else but me, you know what I mean, and avoid accountability to approach me. I'm very approachable, but, you know, anyway, you know, it's not about me. I got to edit that part out. But anyway. We got to let's hop into
speaking
some.
About you, though.
What's up?
Speaking about you, we definitely got to speak about you, buddy.
Let's get it.
Let's talk about it.
We had a little conversation, you know, this week, just shifting gears really quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
In our group chat about men and do men deserve to be catered to?
Right.
In relationships. With flowers.
Right.
So Darnell, I don't know if you have a little excerpt that you wanted to play where this conversation kind of started and how we got into it.
Yeah, it was it's a clip that Rob, it's actually shout out to the Late Night with Lear and Lionel podcast is where the clip came from. And it was like, should I say the title? It was saying the N-words like to receive flowers too. And that's how the conversation jumped from there. So let me just play that insert real quick.
Niggas like flowers too.
Yeah.
I received flowers for the first time in 2020. I see them shits and I said, what the fuck? I was like,
right.
For me? She's like, yes, for you. And I'm like, this makes me feel really good. I don't know how to explain it, yeah. But I like this a lot.
Flowers, get some like flowers. I'm going to feel great. That's I'm going to put them in the vase and then I'm going to blow your back out. That's a fact.
That's hilarious.
That's cute, though.
That was the clip. You know,
wasn't what I was expecting because, you know, I still go back to Little Kim and she says, you always was a bitch. That's why I sent your ass flowers. Right?
Oh, so
every time I think about men receiving flowers, I swear to God, that line is just stuck in my head. I sent one man flowers one time.
That's what's up.
A man won't feel right getting flowers. I'm sorry.
I didn't consider him a bitch either. I literally sent him flowers.
But he gonna feel like that. He getting flowers, man.
I did it for this whole topic right here because I'm like, men don't ever get it. And to be honest, we've exchanged so many gifts with so many. It was like something I wanted to do a nice gesture for him. I always get flowers and random things. So I was like, maybe I could send flowers. I mean, seemed appreciative of them. I didn't see his face when they arrived, so I don't know what the initial response was, but he didn't give me any negative feedback. However, I didn't feel comfortable. I've never done that again. I'll never do it.
Yeah.
The only flower I got was I had a wedding where they had to put it on my daggone tuxedo. That's it.
Yeah.
Cut. That's it.
Rob, no get into flowers. This. Then get into this, man. Like
we all do know a guy who got sent some flowers or received.
We do.
Flowers.
Yeah. We do know a guy.
We just want to talk about how, you know, we want to talk about that guy and how that situation came about and how he feels about, you know, receiving flowers. Donnell, hey, are you that guy?
Hey, I am that guy. I actually receive flowers at work. And I'm gonna tell you how I initially felt about it. And how I felt that about it during the course of the day. Shout out to all the ladies.
I know
that
it made you feel manless, dog.
No. I got the call, one of those jobs where everything goes to the receptionist. Uh-huh.
So I got the call
to my desk saying, hey, you have a delivery. Oh, I do? Okay. Hung up the phone. You walk down the long hallway up to the glass doors. And all of a sudden, you see on the counter, you see roses. And then I'm like,
oh, no, you said roses too?
Hold on.
Roses.
Yeah. You see roses and you say, hey, someone got some nice roses. You go straight up to the desk as if that doesn't belong to you. And you say,
Hey, where's my delivery?
It happened to be the roses. And the first thing I did, I looked at the roses. First of all, it's not the roses that really bother you. You just look at it and make sure it didn't come from nobody weird. Like there's nothing going on. And it happened to come from my wife. So I was like, hey.
He's lying.
This is the real 100% story. The thing is just like, you got to understand, you got to walk down a long hallway. Now that it settles in that
I ain't walking down no long hallway to get no roses.
No, but listen, you don't understand until you actually get to the desk. You got to understand that you're walking down there. You find out that those roses are for you. You find out from your wife. You feel good about it because you're like, oh, this never happened to me. She actually thought about sending me roses. So I thought this was cool. I loved it. I loved it. Now, this is where the problem begins. You got to understand, like, it's a lot to the story. Now I have to walk back to my desk with flowers in my desk.
With the roses?
Yeah. So initially when people are looking at you walking back to your desk, oh, who got those? Who you bringing those to? It's not, you know what I mean?
You?
It comes to my desk. So, but I'm still feeling good about it because it's something that never happened and my wife is showing her appreciation. Where it actually gets easier is that, oh, who sent you flowers? So started the questions being, so it's not being like, why do you have flowers? Who sent you flowers? So now it makes it more easier for you. My wife sent me flowers. Oh my God, I've never seen that before. That's great. People, so it just makes you comfortable.
You got excited for some flowers?
No, bro. These are the people that are coming up to my desk seeing the flowers. And it's something I've never seen before.
You walked in your office
to get excited. I text my wife. I'm saying, oh, thank you. I received my flowers. I'm like, I'm loving it. Now this flowers become is more less about the actual roses, but now it's a symbol of love and appreciation. And now I'm the type of guy when those out, like, okay, I don't give a damn what you say.
Y'all gotta see Rob's face.
I got the flowers and all this, but then you gotta walk those out to the car at the end of the day. So it's a whole bunch of up and down.
You're supposed to leave them on your desk.
You gotta definitely leave those in the office. Absolutely.
I didn't want them to die over the weekend. You don't let your flowers die over the weekend. You take them home.
I think that's very nice. You hear words of music. That's cute. Nice. That's sweet. It's nice. Like, these are different words.
Send me some chocolate, yo. Send me some chocolate.
Yo, there's edible arrangements. Give me an edible arrangement, yo. I can take an edible arrangement.
So basically, no flowers for Rob and Waki.
No, but you know what's crazy, Pradisha?
Get me a couple of Mr. Good Bars. I'll be all right.
Initially, it's weird, but I loved it.
When I sent this text to y'all, right, I was actually in the car with my wife, right? And I started laughing when Darnell said that he received flowers, right?
So she asked what was funny.
Yo, she's like, what's so funny? I said, Darnell got flowers. Right? And I said, we're all laughing about it. So then she laughed a little bit.
Wow.
She went back to her phone.
Really? Word?
Yeah, she laughed. She definitely laughed. Definitely laughed. I just snitched out. She definitely laughed.
Wow.
Right? So she goes back to her phone, but here's the thing. We're driving, and I was like, yo.
You ain't never sent me no flowers?
And I didn't even know that it was your wife, Donna, that sent you the flowers.
Yeah.
It was just her reaction of like, and I was like, yo, would you send me some flowers?
Yeah.
And she goes,
oh, shoot.
Yo, because now we didn't start flowers. Something, bro.
Robbie wants some something. Flowers. He just say he's doing the download. He's like, he wants some flowers.
Yo, Marquis, I don't even want the flowers. I just wanted to know if I would have been deserving of flowers in her view.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what she said to me, bro?
But you wouldn't feel funny if somebody sent you some flowers. You wouldn't feel funny if your lady gave you some flowers now.
Yo, she's from Roxbury, so I definitely want to know what she said. definitely want to know what he said.
My lady better not ever give me no daggone flowers, and I'm looking at them. I'm gonna look at them like, no, those are yours, y'all. I'm not doing that.
What's she saying?
Like I said, give me some chocolates. I want some chocolates. I'd rather a pack of drawers, man. Don't give me no daggone flowers. Buy me a pack of drawers, dog.
I feel you.
Make me feel manly. Some cologne,
now you disrespect. Hold on.
Some cologne.
Oh,
now,
God.
Now a nigga got to go in. You're actually sneaking this in Darnell super hard right now.
Darnell could have got a pack of do-rags, man. He'd be good, dog. No flowers.
She gave me something that I don't have a dime a dozen of. And it's a symbol of appreciation.
You got a dozen of roses. It's something. A dime a dozen.
No. Roses was good. No one said roses were just for women.
Yes, they are.
No. Now we're gonna make it up. No, roses.
Let's make this up.
No.
I ain't doing this.
No,
man.
No.
I gotta hear this one.
Listen, you can give me flowers. I appreciate the
flowers.
I'm
not giving you no dare going
no,
flowers.
No, no, no.
Don't
not you. Not you. I can accept flowers any day at a time. Anyone that wants to show me appreciation, I now respect.
Nah. You want more flowers, bro?
Oh, yeah. You can. Uh-huh. You can.
You want more flowers.
Yeah.
So, wait a minute. First of all, before we get into Darnell wanting more flowers, I
Robin
still
want
to know.
You want more flowers.
I want to know what T said to you.
Oh, she looked me straight in the face. She like kind of put her head
look
to
at
the
it.
Side.
Look at the way Darnell looking. He got a mem face right now.
You're bugging. Yeah. I can't.
I should have took a shot of that, dog. You had some mem.
I'm just looking into Rob, waiting for his response.
Oh, shoot.
No. She just kind of put her head to the side. And she was like, do you want a plant or something? Like, you asking me for a plant? Like, just made me feel like terrible. I was just like, well, you know, we could just stop talking about this. I just left it alone. I left it alone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So basically, no, she would never get me flowers, is what she told me.
I told my lady she better not come in here with no flowers for me, dog. Yeah.
So, ladies, we just want to know if you will get your man some flowers and fellas,
would you be okay with
receiving flowers? And how would, how did you feel when you did receive them? And, you know,
and how would your man feel? How would your man feel? But, you know, it's no problem, like Darnell say. It ain't no problem. It shows love and all that stuff. But we would love to hear y'all send some requests to see how y'all feel or a man feel on receiving flowers. But I know my boy, his wife loves him. So, you know, I respect that all
now
day.
Now I got to reverse it on everybody. If you ever sent flowers, when you send flowers, what are the reason why you're sending flowers?
Think about it.
You know, love. Roses is always love. You know what I mean? Mm. But it's just funny when a male receives flowers.
Wow.
That's just me.
Wow.
A male getting flowers, that's just me. That's just me. It's not y'all males. You know, I'm a different type of male. I don't want no
stick
flowers,
to the subject at hand. What is the reason why you send flowers?
Joaquin just clowned Darnell for 20 minutes about skipping to the office with his flowers.
It's all good.
You know what I'm saying?
It's all good. I'm a different breed. I appreciate the flowers. None of that bothers me.
Don't say you a different breed. Don't do that, dog.
We're not the same on that level. You said because that's not manly. So obviously we see things different on this topic. What are you talking about? But I think roses symbolize something different, right?
So if you say we don't see things manly, you say you a different breed, you ain't no man.
Supposedly different roses colors represent
we're talking about
different.
The flowers. Yeah, yeah.
Red is supposed to be the only one that resembles love. Everything else is supposed to resemble other things.
So to the male,
I'm messing with Darnell.
No.
I'm messing with Darnell because I'm a male. He's just trying to say a female.
Okay. So that's the reason why I'm saying when you send flowers, what are the reason why
I'm messing with Darnell?
No, because this is a real like to the males. When you send flowers, you're not sending flowers to your wife to say, hey. I'm sending this because you're a female. What is the reason why you're sending flowers? Because
I want her to feel good. I love my wife. I want her to feel good. Let me answer this question. I want her to
Rob is calling Darnell the wife.
Joaquin, let me, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to answer this honestly. You asked a question.
Yes, sir.
I want her to feel like the beautiful woman she is, Darnell.
Yes.
And that's why I sent her roses.
That was whack.
And Darnell,
he was going to ask something specifically for a woman in his response.
No. You don't go buy flowers
Darnell's a beautiful woman, bro.
No. My wife sent me flowers because she said I'm a beautiful person. Inside
a
and out,
woman.
And she wanted that to reflect that. Yeah. That's like I'm saying. We're riding on two different planes here. Okay, I'm not worried about what the flowers may look like to someone else, but it's important what the flowers look like to the person that actually sent it to you. To me, And it settled into me that I said, whoa, this was something different. This is something that's not out of the norm. But my wife is used to doing something out of the norm because she don't give a damn what someone says. So she know at, she knew at some point, once her husband got those flowers, she knew she knew her husband was that is a man, a man's man. Was going to understand what those flowers symbolizes. And the flower does not symbolize woman. The flower does not symbolize man. The flower symbolizes something of what you're trying to express. So therefore, she expressed to me that she loves me. Anything else? And I digress.
It's lovely, Darnell.
I like that, D. You got that. You got that, bro.
Renisha, you don't have to comment. Leave it alone. I gave my speech. It sounded good. It sounded
I liked it too, man. I like it. You put it in real good.
You just never know with you and Rob. I just said, just let me get that out to the people listening. It sounded good. It sounded real good. But at the same time, it was like, let's be honest. It was something that was out of the norm. Of course, you feel kind of weird about it. Because you don't know what the response. You just worry about what the response of other people were going to be. But then I'm like, that's not me. I really don't give a damn what the response of other people is going to be. It settled in where I was just like, all right, I appreciated the flowers. It was a little different. Yeah. You changed my day, but I appreciated the flowers.
But that's dope. But I'm glad that you felt.
You got that right there, Donnell. You got that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank
you. Infinity roses, if y'all haven't already. Your wives will love them. They're great.
They're Infinity roses? Mm-hmm. Okay. I got to look those up.
They don't die.
Is that the one in the box?
Yeah.
Don't act like you don't know what that is.
I just want people to...
You ain't never received no Infinity roses.
Hey, Robbie, you said he already got it.
Listen, I mean, at the end of the day, you know... My wife appreciate me, but you know, the price also comes with them. Things are not cheap.
And that's because they really don't die.
Yeah. I would send my wife that without a question, but my wife is going to question that a little bit when it's time to send that.
I think my boy loves roses now, man.
Oh, I love roses. I love roses. I do.
I have received a small box. I think it might have been 9 roses in the box, but I was really specific for a small box only because I don't have enough space to like showcase a nice big box. Mm. It's not my money, but I would not purchase those. That's why I'm telling the guys. I'm not telling the women to spend this money. I'm telling the guys to spend this money on their wives because it's a very pricey purchase, and I think men should
take that expense.
Now, is this something that a platonic friend gives you, or is this?
He's back to the car cleaning. That's what he's back to. You want to know if the car cleaner bought them roses?
Nah, this conversation is going to happen at some point on here. You know, we got deep into the platonic friends, but yeah.
Hey, good luck, man. I've been for 10 years trying to find out, you know, who the boo is.
Because I have not had a boyfriend, a man, like in a titled situation in a long time. My daughter's 15. So there you have it.
Oh, like in a long time. So that means that's happening now.
I guess it's mostly platonic. I have really bad trust issues. So I don't.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen though? Because Boston ain't that big. Y'all are going to go on a date somewhere, and one of us is going to be there.
Yep.
One of us.
So what's sad is we be out all the time, and I always be like, someone's going to see, and someone's going
to
stay.
You're hiding that, man. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to put you out there. I'm not trying to put you out there, but if he's listening to this, how does he feel? You might need to send him some roses after this one. Exactly. I just want to say that.
That's what's up. Listen, I enjoyed this conversation. I mean, at the end of the day, let's give our real last take on how you feel.
Did you sniff the roses?
I did sniff the roses. Yeah. I always, even if the flowers are not mine, you know, usually I'm sending the flowers. I do smell the flowers.
No, I'm talking about the ones you received. Absolutely. You go back to your, you go back to your cubicle and just say.
Yeah. You want to know, you know, it kind of tells you how the people, because you pay money on roses for delivery. So you want to make sure they're taking care of their flowers and how they smell and, you know, that they're not rotten and all that good stuff. But, you know, the roses smell real good. Yeah.
That ain't the rose behind you.
There's no shame in my game receiving the roses. It was out of the norm, but I am not uncomfortable about it. Not at all. Yeah.
I feel you. If it came from your wife, dog, that's good, dude.
Yeah.
Now I see where you coming from.
Yeah.
I thought they came from somebody, you know, the janitor.
Well, he's trying to get you in trouble on this fine Friday afternoon.
Now you're going a different route because now I would have thought. You're trying to say elevator guy, but now I'm gonna take it another step further because I really think, okay, if the flowers came from somebody else, it would be more less about the flowers and what are you gonna do with the flowers now. Whether you're taking them home or you're throwing it away. So
those are definitely staying on the desk.
It could have been anonymous.
Exactly.
Those are going to die by the time you get back home.
I think for the fellas, and I may just be saying this, the flowers would have been the last on their list if it came from somebody else other than their wife. You know what I mean? I think it would have been a total different story.
It wasn't sprayed with no man cologne on it, was it?
No. No, we're not running from that. We're not running from it. I'm still going to address the subject. And since you want to bring this up, the question would have been a little more different if the flowers arrived from somebody else.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
No, I appreciate that.
The way you move your head and stuff.
I got it. So then
he ain't let that go.
Joaquin, I appreciated the flowers. I feel no kind of way. And anyone out here listening, no, I can't say that. It's not a problem sending. Don't send me no flowers. It's okay to send flowers to your to your mate. You know, see how they react.
Yeah.
See if they actually see what the flowers actually resemble, or they just got a problem with the flowers being sent to them. We all know who not to send flowers to.
They got hit his podcast and you're going to get flowers all at your desk now.
Send them to me. I'm not giving you my address, but yeah. Just you can send an inbox of flowers. You can send the flowers. I love the flowers.
Everybody don't like flowers. My cousin doesn't like flowers. She do not want to see flowers. If you send her flowers, that's not going to make her smile. That's not going to, that's none of that.
But I did get a flower that was from Valentine's Day. That was
look at all of me.
No, not from no. Look at that now, bro. Look at me. I got it for the. I got it for my.
Wait, Donnell. What?
No.
What, Donnell? Yeah. Yo, you just went up and down.
See, y'all didn't listen to what I just said. Look, I got a flower for my lady.
But it was in a crystal jar. That's not what you said.
I received one flower before. I thought that's what you said.
I said I got one flower that was in like a crystal jar. It's like preserved, so it stays alive.
Oh, yeah.
For you?
I said that's what I got for my lady. My lady know not to bring me a daggone flower.
I don't know if I believe that because I don't know what would be the relevance of bringing that up.
He might have cleaned that up. Yeah. He might have cleaned that up. I don't know.
I could take a picture of it right now. Y'all know my daggone lady. Call her and be like, you ever gave Joaquin flowers? And she'd be like, hell no.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't do flowers. Give me a box of chocolate because I'm like Forrest Gump. Give me some chocolate. That's it. That's all chocolate. I need, man.
Deliver you some chocolate? Why would what? That's supposed to be sent to the ladies.
I ain't doing that.
I just wanted to give her Aki a hard time. He wanted to sing a box of chocolates to his
dad. I'm like Forrest Gump. Which one you gotta eat.
That's what's up. Y'all let us know how you feel about this conversation. Do you feel, I mean, to be honest with you, it was actually saying, basically the question was, does men deserve to be catered to as well? And it doesn't necessarily have to actually be flowers that you're catering to your man, but I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's important to make sure you show your man his appreciation.
Rub your man's feet. Rub your man's feet tonight. Yeah. That's what you need to do.
Well,
cater to your man. Renisha, look at Renisha's face. Rub your man's feet.
I'll pay for a pedicure.
It's important. It's important. That's funny you brought that up because I asked my wife the other day to rub my feet, and it's just like she's always throwing her feet in my face and say rub her feet. But when I did it, it's always like that look, like this. Yeah. It's kind of haterish, but it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. I don't like my feet rubbed anyway.
Dono got the athlete feet, boy.
Nah, I actually got nice feet. I got nice feet. Men have nice feet, too.
I don't like feet.
That's why you shouldn't be getting flowers, man. You shouldn't be getting flowers telling me another bit about
Wait a
feet.
Minute.
I think feet are nasty. Like, don't rub your feet. Don't rub your feet on me. Don't put your feet near me. Don't rub them up against me in the bed. Don't do none of that. Don't touch me with your feet. Don't do that.
Why y'all want us to rub your feet?
I'm ticklish. When I go to the massage, y'all people, I'm ticklish. When I go to the masseuse,
no, that's not the
full. I get a full body massage. I make them skip my feet.
Yeah, I'm literally super ticklish.
But I don't.
We want our feet rubbed too.
So I don't have them. That's not going to be the rebuttal for my man. He's never going to be like, oh, you always want me to rub your feet. No, I don't. Don't touch my feet.
I'm glad you brought that up, Renisha.
So I'm not touching your feet. Don't touch my feet.
I go get massages. Is that a problem? I go get massages. Is that a problem?
You're supposed to get massages. You're supposed to get couples massages.
Too. I get couple massages. No, I get massages by myself. I just tell them, don't touch my feet. I don't like my feet rubbed, but they, you know what I mean? I get
massages. You be getting a pedicure and all that stuff, man.
I don't do that. But it's important that men should be able to listen. I do make sure my toenails is clipped and stuff like that to make sure my feet is clipped.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I wouldn't try it.
Yo, it wouldn't feel manly with me,
but I know a couple of my dudes that be getting it. They be like, yo, it feels good. Wait a minute.
Before we go, I just have to ask a question because I guess I really need to understand this. So is it really only females who are supposed to keep soft, like hands or well manicured or well looking, like well groomed hands and nails and toes? Like, why are so many men?
I think men supposed to have the working hands and the working feet. This is what I want to say.
I guess, for me. First of all, I don't want nobody's rough ass hands touching anything on my body. So I don't want those rough hands rubbing on my ass. Those rough hands made money though.
You know, those rough hands made money.
Your hands can be a man's hands and not have to cut me up when you fucking touch me. Like, they don't have to be like that. Your feet either. So I don't think y'all don't want us rubbing.
I'm gonna scratch you with a toenail. Bump that. This is gonna happen.
Yo.
I totally agree with Renisha.
I'm tired of seeing these dudes walking around with gloss on their daggone fingernails. They be all glossy.
Full disclosure, I absolutely have gotten a pedicure and a manicure. I absolutely have done that. But I passed on the gloss. It was just my personal decision.
Exactly. You know you got some gloss. Be quiet. You had some gloss.
Full disclosure, I didn't know the first time. The first time I went, I did not understand what was going on. Okay? I did not. There was one time when I walked out of there and my feet were glossy. My feet were a little glossy the first time I did it. I didn't know.
You felt like you got roses.
Like, yeah, they said it's like something for the, no, honestly, they said it was something for the treatment. They said if you get the gloss, it's something like it strengthens your nails or something.
Listen,
I didn't know.
Makes it shiny.
Listen.
It just throws an extra layer on your nail and make it look shiny, dog.
But you know what's crazy, Joaquin? And this is a true story. I was proud of myself because I figured, you know, I went to go get a manicure, pedicure. I'm changing up. I came home. My wife was like, yo, why is there gloss on your toes? It was a bad mistake. It was a mistake, bro.
Yeah.
It was a mistake.
Yeah, your wife probably was looking at you like, dog.
I have to agree.
You got no gloss either, right, dog? No, I
have to agree with Renisha, to be honest with you, because I think us as men need to make sure we take better care of our hands and feet. One thing I hate is, like, this is just crazy because me and my wife went to the grocery store and there was a dude ringing our stuff up. And to be honest, like, he was touching our stuff, But then when you looked at his nails, he has so much packs of dirt to a point where it's probably stained now. But at the same time, it's just questioning. I'm like, dude, is your hands clean? Like, dude, how do you allow that much dirt to be under your nails? It's crazy to me. And it really doesn't matter what you do. I just feel like when you come home, clean your nails, clean your feet. Make sure, because at the end of the day, even if, if you're touching a woman, like whatever, it's not, your hands are not supposed to be rough. I'm just being honest with you.
That's disgusting. Well, no, dude, some females like rough hands. All females don't like soft lube.
No,
it I can never female touch.
It don't have
to. You're talking about like soft, like a baby's butt.
Yeah, no.
We're not talking about. No, I ain't saying no baby's butt.
We're talking about that.
We're talking about clean your nails and clean your feet.
Just clean your nails and have nice, you know.
Your hands shouldn't be scaly.
You gotta, it's got to be a rough a little bit, but it's got to, you know, that's a man's hand. That mean that man went out there working and doing work.
Yeah, but when you get out the shower, the man...
Or that means he doesn't use lotion or fucking moisturizer.
Yeah. You're supposed to moisturize when you get out of the shower. What the hell?
I'm lotioning my hands and feet. I'm sorry. I got to.
I ain't gonna lie. Every man hit, well, right now, our hands should be a little rough because we gotta use hand sanitizer all the time now, man. So the lotion ain't gonna work. The hand sanitizer gonna dry your shit up.
So you heard it here first. Joaquin got ashy hands and feet. Y'all heard it here first.
Hell yeah, I got cubicles.
Yeah,
they all up on here.
Yeah,
and they strong hands too.
Yeah, y'all let let us know your thoughts on that. You know, but. We appreciate you guys checking in and listening to our conversations. Good conversation. I appreciate the conversation. It was good. Yes. Yeah. Even though, listen. People may listen to this. Only thing they take away is the flowers.
But I
want to
see these flowers.
Yeah, if I ever get flowers again,
you about to go.
I'll put it on my stories and everything and say, hey, this man right here is appreciated no matter what nobody says. Hey, whatever. I don't know doggone candy. I get candy all the time. I can buy it myself. Give me something different. That's what I'm
saying. You got a rose. I got
a whole closet full of snacks.
Look at
it. Get all that. You know what I mean? But it's all good, man. Let us know. I'll take the clown. I'll get clown for the flowers. It's all good. At least I got them. They gave it to me while I'm living. Give me my flowers while I'm living. Don't bring no flowers to my grave. I'm going to take those things and burn them up. Now what? Don't bring no flowers while I'm dead. Now you want to give me flowers. Now you want to give me roses now that I'm in the
ground. I like that one right there.
Oh, I guess they didn't mean that.
You cleared yourself up real good. You cleared yourself up real good on that one.
When you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can bring all the bring it all. Whatever. But whatever.
I'm about to send you some roses, bro.
Change them up. Give me something different. You just clown me the whole episode on roses. Like, give me something different. Give me some sunflowers or something. I appreciate it.
I'll give you some sunflower seeds. There ain't gonna be no
I appreciate
sunflowers.
And I get
David's sunflower seeds, man.
I'll see you soon. I'm arriving with some roses. I'll see you soon, Joaquin.
Did you forget? Don't do that.
I'll see you soon. I'll see you soon. And I think I'll see you next week, to be honest with you.
is next week. You better not have no daggone flowers. I ain't doing that, bro.
I'll make sure they bring them right to your room. Don't even worry about
Hell no. I'm going to tell them to take them right back to you where they belong.
You guys stay tuned to our YouTube page. It'll be right there on our YouTube page on the videos. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you guys haven't checked out any of our episodes, make sure you check them out, please, at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Follow us on all our Instagram sites, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We need your interactions. We need to know you're out there listening. Well, I can see you listening, but I don't see the comments, but I appreciate you if you guys send those comments.
Give some comments.
We appreciate it, man.
Comments.
So we can interact. And don't be afraid to come on this show and face the action. There's been a few people that's been shooting shots. Come on the show. Don't be afraid. Yeah. Don't be afraid because at some point.
We already know who that shot is aimed toward.
At some point.
And he's locked and loaded, too.
At
he's
some
ready
point.
To go.
Oh, we can see. Yeah. If you're talking about, we can always see he's locked and loaded, you know. We can always see that he's locked and loaded. But can he face the pressure is what I'm trying to see. Can you face the pressure is what the key is. You can have it in your hand. But what happens when that pressure comes?
We got to bring him back on. I think we got to get him on next week because he's ready to go.
I ain't saying no name. He's not getting no like. Don't say his name. I gave his name enough.
We need Donnell and him to actually be.
Yeah. We need to talk.
When Donnell physically, we definitely got to get.
It's been lingering, you know, so long. I even forgot what the conversation was about. Oh, I got it. Rob prepped someone that came on the show and had him thinking that I don't let nobody talk. And then he comes on and with the same old narrative as Rob, you don't let nobody talk. But never said the time that his friend's always cutting somebody off. That's interesting. And I think it's interesting because his friend actually said to me, yeah, I listened to that. And I seen that I did cut you off. I ain't let it get your chance. But then his friend spins it. See, I think his friend is good because he tells you stuff on the phone where it's not text evidence.
Some trauma happens. We got to work through this.
Always some trauma. You know, people like to acknowledge things on the phone call, but won't send it through a text so I can have that evidence. I get it. But anyway, thank you guys for listening. I'm one of your hosts, Darnell.
This is Rob.
This is your boy, Joaquin.
And your girl, Nisha.
We appreciate you. Peace. Yeah.
Peace.